Good evening, Bez Hashem. Welcome to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yoimi for the 19th of Cheshvan. We continue Simin Yud Daled. We're up to Sif Daled. A wonderful day to start Kitzur Yoimi. We're on page 201 in the Kitzur Yoimis from Art School. We continue the halachas of Psukei Dezimra. We've been talking about preparing ourselves, Psukei Dezimra. Preparing yourself for tefillah is actually in Sif Yud Gimel. We spoke about Yishtabach and Hoydu, and now we're going to talk about Mizmer L'Saida, Sif Dalet. Mizmer L'Saida, which is, of course, a tefillah of thanksgiving, Oimrim Ba'amidu Ubisimcha, is to be recited while standing, first of all, and with joy. Shubimachim Karban Taida, since it's recited in the place of an actual Karban in the Beis HaMikdash. I happen to have seen that Rav Gustman said, is it Ikhritanik called the Bracha? Rav Gustman did not stand by Mizmer L'Saida. He sat by everything and he just sat through the whole thing. So there are some people who do so, but the all Sfarim say that standing by Mizmer L'Saida is important. Bechain likewise, Vayavarech David ad Atuhu Hashem Alekim, from Vayavarech David until Atuhu Hashem Alekim, which is right before Shiras Hayam. Yemer ba'amid, the person should say that while standing. V'chein hashira, the shira sayam, yemer ba'amid, this should also be said while standing. Be'kavona u'be'simcha, with concentration and joy. V'chein be'verchas yishtabach yamid. And similarly, when a person says yishtabach, a person should stand. And in footnote 24, they make a point, and I'll just add to this point. They're right over there. One should imagine that on this very day, he has just crossed the Red Sea. Mishra actually says that if a person imagines when he says Oz Yasher that he has just crossed the Yamsuf, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel all of his sins. Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives him, and he'll be Zeicha to all the great things. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Most people simply start standing from Vayivarech David until through Yishtabach without being concerned exactly where a person is supposed to be standing. I also once heard from my Rebbe, Rebbe should live and be well, he said from Rav Moshe Feinstein, whose son, Rav David Feinstein's yard site was today, that Rav Moshe used to stand for the entire Pesukah de Zimra, based on a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos says that Pesukah de Zimra is called Hallel also, and since a person is required to stand by Hallel, Rav Moshe always stood by Pesukah de Zimra as well. Siv, hey, b'Shabbos u'b'yamtiv. On Shabbos u'b'yamtiv, ein o'ayim mizmer l'saida. A person does not say mizmer l'saida. Mipnei shekarban taida baben adava. Because the karban taida, the Thanksgiving offering that a person brings, is a voluntary offering. Ve'ein mevim nidar adava is b'Shabbos u'b'yamtiv. And voluntary offerings based on promises were not brought on Shabbos u'b'yamtiv. So therefore, we do not say mizmer l'saida on Shabbos u'b'yamtiv. Gam ein o'ayim o'ayisay. Similarly, we do not say mizmer l'saida b'chol moed shel Pesach anchol. Because similarly, a carbon taida would not be brought on chalamoyed lefi chalamoyed Pesach specifically lefisha ima taida sirichin lahavi asar alach mechametz, because the carbon taida included uniquely it included chametz, and therefore we couldn't have chametz on Pesach chalamoyed v'loyev be'erev Pesach. Similarly, a person would not do they say the mizmer l'saida on erev Pesach. Why? Ki shemalai yuchla lachlan, because if the person had to bring a carbon taida, Thanksgiving carbon, he might not be able to finish eating it on erev Pesach. Adzman isra chametz, by the time that chametz would then be restricted, he would not be able to eat the entire carbon taida, which is a lot of food, and then he would be required to burn a large amount of the food because you cannot leave a carbon over. And so therefore, so as to not to lead to that issue, we do not say mizmer l'saida on erev Pesach, because we wouldn't bring the carbon taida on erev Pesach. Similarly, we do not eat, or we do not have a carbon taida on erev Yom Kippur, and we do not say mizmer l'saida on erev Yom Kippur, because similarly, you don't have much time to eat. And similarly, you would end up bringing holy things, the food of the carbon taida, to psul, to disqualification, by not being able to finish it in time. So those times, a person would not say mizmer l'saida. Once again, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol Moed Pesach, erev Pesach, and erev Yom Kippur. Sif Vav. If a person arrived late to shul, this is a very touchy topic, and he didn't get there until after the congregation began to pray. Yeah, he came late to shul. And if he goes now to daven based on the normal arrangement of davening. Lo yagia le'spel tefila shmona esrei imayim. He would not be able to end up saying shmona esrei at the same time as the tzibur. Vo'ikar she'spel shmona esrei imat tzibur. And the most essential part of davening, interesting, is to say shmona esrei together with the tzibur. Al kein yuchal le'dalei kashi yisbar. Therefore, in that situation, a person is allowed to skip certain parts of davening, as we're going to explain below. In note 29, the second part of note 29, they make a very obvious point. One should not understand this halacha as a license to regularly come late to the prayers and skip parts of Psukkah de Zimra. The Mishnah Berurah points out that, in fact, skipping parts of the prayer have a very deleterious effects. It is only when there is no choice that it is better to skip some of the prayers so as to at least pray Shemoneh Esrei together with the congregation. However, back to the Kitzer, Birchas al Netil HaSadayim, the Bracha of Netil HaSadayim, Birchas HaTorah, and Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaLekai Neshama, those three things, of course, must be said before davening. You cannot skip those at any point until Zdaim Berchastar and Elkai Neshama. And you see the order once again. We mentioned this when we learned Elkai Neshama, that he has Elkai Neshama after Berchastar. Those always have to be before Tefillah. Kimai. Shekasav Simzai, like he explained earlier. Valkenim loya amar mebeis. So therefore, if a person did not say those three parts, those brachas, before he came to shul, tzarich la'amar mebeis haknesset, the person must say them in shul. Vafilim al yidei zeh yisachem ilas ba'alim atzibur. Even if by saying those three brachas, a person would not be able to daven shmona esrei with the tzibur, still he has to say those first. Vegam kriya shema and brachas b'shachis. Also the recitation of shema in the morning with its accompanying blessings. Tzarich la'amar dafka kodim shmona esrei. A person is not able to skip that either, with brachis of Kriyashma, and Kriyashma, of course, before Shmona Esrei. The Hainu Shiyaskla Birchas Yetzar, he has to begin by saying the bracha, the first bracha after Baruchu of Yetzar, of Yismal Kaseder, and then daven everything in order, ad acher Shmona Esrei, until after Shmona Esrei, B'li Shmona Hefzik, he cannot interrupt anything at that point. Kedei lahasmich Geula L'Tfila, that it's in order to do the Geula, the bracha of Gal Yisrael and Kriyashma, right before Shmona Esrei. The Hainu Gal Yisrael, Shmona Esrei, like I just said. Avol Shara brachis, but the rest of the brachis, V'chola Seder, and the entire order of Karbonis, Upsuka de Zimra, B'liyah Berachas Baruch Shama V'yishtavach, and the entire Psuka de Zimra, except for Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach, Yachal La'omra Gam La'achar Tefillah, all the rest of it a person could say later. But we have now a few things. We added a few things quickly there. But if a person is late to shul and he realizes he needs to say, he needs to skip a lot to be able to say Shmona Esrei at the same time as the Tzibur, so a person can skip everything except Netilas Adayim, Berchas HaTorah, Elekai Neshama, and Baruch Shomer Yishtabach, and then he has to say regular Berchas Kriyashma and go straight into Shmona Esrei. And everything else, he says, you could say afterwards. That is a bit subject to debate about what you're able to say afterwards, but that is what the Kitzur says. Tzif Zayin, v'lachin, therefore, la'achash amr shalosh brachas and his karz la'el, after a person has recited the three brachas that we listed above, which was, again, the until tzadayim brachas teren al-kai neshama, then yech talis tzfil, and he put on his talis and tzfil, and imhu raya ke'en lo'yod zman, if he sees he doesn't have enough time, sh'yuchal agil ispal shmona esrei mat tzibur, to be able to daven shmona esrei with the tzibur, elakishi yedaleg v'yaskal v'brachas yetzar, unless he skips a whole bunch and goes straight to yetzar. Aside from Baruch Shem and Yishtabach, as I ask Lusham, then he should skip Sukkot de Zimra and start there. If a person is able to say Baruch Shomer and Ashrei, which is called Tila David, the Hainu, that is Shem Kod Shoyle Yalom Voed, he's able to say Shem Kod Shoyle Yalom Voed, which is at the end of Ashrei, go all the way through there, v'yishtabach, and then go straight to yishtabach, yoimrim, he should say that all. Yesh lo yizman yoyser, if he has more time, so now he has already has more time than just saying until Zedayim, Birch Zatayra, and Elekai Neshama, and he has enough time to say Baruch Shomer, Ashrei, yishtabach, and Birch HaSkirishma, and then Shmona Esrei. He has more time than just saying that. Yomer Gam Halleluka, Hallelu Kel B'Kotshei. He should also say Hallelu Kel B'Kotshei. Ad Kol Neshama to Hallel Ka Halleluka. Then the person should say the fifth of the Hallelukas, and that's what a person should say. This is the Machlekes Rishayim, exactly what's the most important parts of Psukkot Zimra. Yeshli Oidzman Yeser. The person has even more time than just to say the fifth of the Halukas, Yemer Gam Haluka Halu Es Hashem and Hashemayim. Person to say the third of the Halukas and the fifth of the Halukas. Yeshle Oidzman Yeshiv Persezi. In more time, Yemer Gam Shara Lukas, you say all five Halukas. Yeshle Oidzman Yeshiv. He has even more time, Yemer. This is important now because people don't know this. People think that what do I do now that I have more time than just saying Baruch Sha'omar, Ashrei, all the Halukas, and Yishtavach? If I have more time, what do I do now? Interesting. A person would say Vayivarech David until the words L'shem Tifaratecha, and then skip to Yishtabach. This person's really calculated to know how much time he has for everything. If a person has even more time than that, a person would say Hoidu until the words V'huracham. Then it should skip to the V'huracham, obviously, which is at the end of Yichavoid, to Ashrei. V'sham Yaskel, and then continue from Ashrei. And regarding it, let's say this happened on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In the Ein Lai Zman La'Omer, a person does not have time to say all of them, and he wants to be able to say Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. As I call him Mizmarim Va'Psukim Shoyim Marisam B'Chol Yom, a person should skip every single one of the extras that are on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Lohem Akdima, everything that you say during the week comes before anything that you would say on Shabbos. Now, in note 42, he adds something. He says, however, the Nishmas prayer, which is recited before Yishtabach on Shabbos and festival days, may not be omitted. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Kitzer clearly did not say that, and it doesn't seem like, it would seem like he disagrees with that. So again, if a person has enough time, a person has to look clearly into Sif Zayin to be able to see what I should be adding. If I have enough time to say one Halukah, the last Halukah, two Halukahs, the third and the fifth. More Halukahs, the fifth. More than that, Vayivarech. More than that, Hayidu until Baracha. More than that, you say everything that you would say during Pesukah de Zimra. If it's Shabbos, you skip all the Shabbos stuff, and then you'll be able to say go straight to Birchas Kriyashma. V'im yesh lo yizman leimer, if a person has enough time to say k'sas gam me'ilu shmas, even a little bit of the psuk of the mizmarim of Shabbos, near lead the b'Shabbos Yom Kippur, it would seem to me that what should you primarily say on Shabbos and Yom Tov? If you have enough time, you should say mizmer shliyam of Shabbos v'halal agadol. You should say mizmer shliyam of Shabbos, which Nusach Ashkenaz has a little bit before Ashrei, after the Haidu, v'halal agadol, and you should say halal agadol, Shehu Hoidu Lashem Kitay, which is Hoidu Lashem Kitay, and all the 26 Hoidus that we say over there, all the Kila Amchasis that we say over there. Now, it's interesting, again, his order is a little interesting because we already said that it looked like the Kitzer davened Nusra Ashkenaz, yet the order would be Halagadol and then Mizmer Shirli Yom Shabbos, according to Nusra Ashkenaz. I think that's the same in Nusra Sfarad as well. Lahem Akdima, but you should say those two if you're only able to say two of the Mizmarim of Shabbos davening, Mizmir Shilim is Shabbos and Halal Gadol, Ubishar Yom Tov LaHalal Gadol Levad HaKadima, and other Yom Tovim, only the song of the Halal Gadol has precedence to everything else. So again, he says that if it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you make sure to say Mizmir Shilim is Shabbos. But if on Yom Tov, even though on Yom Tov normally we say Mizmir Shilim is Shabbos, you'd only have to say Halal Gadol if you only have enough time for that. The Akhirkach, and after that, then what do you add on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Hamizmer Lamnetzech LeDavid B'Shem Neisai Tefillah Moshe. Interesting. The ones that he chooses, Lamnetzech LeDavid B'Shem Neisai Tefillah Moshe. Those are the ones that you should choose. Those three. B'Chal Elu Hamizmerim V'Apsukim, and all the Mizmerim Psukim that we say in to the Zimra, Yoyimrim Koyd Mishtabach. You say everything before your Shtabach. Well, Acher Gemara Tefillah, and after you finish davening, Yashlim Kol Mashadilek. Again, he says this idea that you should say everything that you skipped after Shemona Esrei. Rak Baruch Shem Yishtabach. The only things you can't say again is it are Baruch Shem Yishtabach. Ein lo oimrim la'acher tefillah. That cannot be said after the tefillah. Okay. I think I made a mistake earlier, because earlier he says in Sif Vav, that when you're skipping everything, he says, Avshar Baruch V'zachol HaSeidu P'sukah Deiz Imra. B'liv Baruch Shem Yishtabach. It sounds like you skip everything. Then you say everything after davening. What he was saying earlier is that when you skip Sukkot Zimmer, you cannot say Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach after davening, which is what he says over here as well. So normally, if you don't have enough time, you will skip everything except for the first three Baruchas until Sedayim, Berachas Atayra, Elikai Neshama, and then you'll go straight to Berachas Kriyashma. If you have more time, then Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. The Imrai, if a person sees Again, this is the most late that a person can come. If a person sees he doesn't even have time enough time to say the Birchas Krishma of Yetzer Ar, if he said Yetzer Ar, the Birchas of Krishma, he wouldn't end up being able to say Shmoneser with the Tzibur. Elin came Yimar, unless he daven very quickly. It's better, you should not be rushing. Better to daven alone, kaseder b'mesimus of a kavana, following the normal order, than rushing it. And finally, come on, Simon Chaf, Sif Yud Alf, and Yud Beis, we should talk about it more. So again, if a person's only way that he'll be able to daven with the tzibur is by saying Birchas Kirishma and rush, better to daven with that tzibur and daven at a normal pace. This, by the way, came up a lot post-COVID, when a lot of people saw that when they were not davening with a shul nebuch, that's when they finally had a geschmack in davening. And a lot of people, I have a neighbor, it was very difficult for him to go back to shul because he finally was getting a lot of geschmack in his davening. In Bolivay's Knesset, if a person comes to shul, and the tzibur has already started psuka de zimra. Again, we're talking about a lot of people who come late, and it's important to know the halacha addresses people who come late. I myself, this year, I came late to shul on Yom Kippur. Baruch Hashem, I was by the hospital and I had to walk on Yom Kippur into some strange town. But it happens. People come late to shul. The aim light talis and tefillin. Let's say a person came late and he did not have talis and tefillin. Boom, it's sabbath sheyuvulay. And he's waiting for somebody to bring talis and tefillin. So what should he do now? Yachal espal gam came psukah de zimmer. He should say psukah de zimmer with the shul. Ukish yuvulay talis and tefillin. They bring him his talis and tefillin. Yinichem la'achim yishtabach. He should say yishtabach. And he should then make the brachas on his talis and tefillin in that order, before the first bracha of Birchas Kriyishma. He should make the brachas on his talis and tefillin at that time. But if he's concerned, that while putting them on, once again, he'll miss the chance of davening Shmona Esri with the tzibur. Then he should actually skip. When he says haidu, he should skip from Vuhu Racham, Ad Vuhu Racham Shekhanim Ashrei, he should skip until Yehi Chavoyed, Ayimin Vayesha Ad Vyishtabach, or he should skip, interesting, he should skip Oz Yashir, to be able to have enough time to put on his talis and tefillin and say, with the like we said earlier, he should only say the primary mizmar of psukah de zimra. He should follow everything, all the limitations that we listed earlier for people who come late. Should have enough time in order to be able to put on his talis and tefillin after yishtabach, before the chazan says the kaddish after yishtabach. Interesting. So he should try to say yishtabach, put on his talis and tefillin. And then the chazan will say, not that he's making the talis wait for him, the chazan wait for him, but then he should say then he should put on his talis and tefillin with the brachas, and then the chazan would say kaddish. Clearly, you see how important it is to be able to say Krishma and Shmona Esrei wearing one's talis and tefillin, which we're going to see more about later on, about how vital it is to put on your talis and tefillin in time for Kriyat Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. Everyone should have Hatzlacha.